So do they have lots of people standing in the front of the church, you know?
Back in, down there in the fellowship home where they had big old tables of just all that food and all and all them people and were eating and what have you. So I just saw the whole wedding, but it was on TV that I just cried because I couldn't go this wedding.
What about a long time ago when they had weddings? Did they have something after the wedding?
Well, back when I got married, honey, 1924, people at our church thought we were going to marry at church that morning at the church. You know, everybody, the young people, you know, thought we were. They knew we were going to marry. Well, we didn't do it. We followed the preacher home and married at his house. And that between the union that Sunday night, they says, "We thought y'all were going to marry at church this morning." They were so disappointed because we didn't. We weren't going to marry at church. So we followed our preacher to his home and married his home.
Not many people had church weddings back then?
Not back then, they didn't. Not a whole lot. Mm-hmm. Not in the country. They might in town, but they never out in the country.
Did they ever go to somebody's house after they got married and play tricks on them or anything?
They never did at our house now. They might at some places, but it seemed like they did somebody come over there the first night me and Tom was married. We'd hear them outside, you know. I believe they did. Seemed like they shot a few guns, and I believe they did, best I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Seemed like they shot some guns or something, but they never get nobody outside. They used to say they serenade them, you know, the serenade them.
Mm. And what do you call the different ones that are in the wedding? You got the bride and groom,
well,
and then they have some friends who.
House. We didn't have all the attendants. Now my daughter, she had her wedding over here at Calvary Church. She had a beautiful wedding. She had all the attendants and everything, reception and everything. Now her daughter married over there at Calvary last December the 30th, and she had the prettiest wedding I've ever been to in my life. Of course, it sure did cost her money.
Mm-hmm.
They had it catered and everything, you know. But the woman, that I think the woman directed, it cost her, and the flowers cost her $600.
Mm.
I forgot what the girl called her that furnished all the reception, you know, the food. There's tables and tables of all kind of food and drinks and all, you know. It cost her a pretty penny to give that girl that wedding.
Mm-hmm.
My parents couldn't have done it because they wouldn't have that kind of money. Well, back when I married people, you hardly ever heard tell of just country people having big weddings, you know.
Well, did they have any kind of get-togethers where people might have music or dance or anything like that? People in the community never did have any kind of social events or anything.
Now, but one of the ladies of our church, me and my husband, we followed the preacher home that morning and married to his house. One of the ladies of our church, she wanted to fix us a big wedding dinner, so she had a big wedding dinner with a woman lived near the church, and she wanted us to
go
with her. She had a big meal for us with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Back then, 1924 is different from what it is now, huh?
Mm-hmm. People never did do any kind of square dancing or play guitars or anything like that. Do you have things at church where people would get together and eat together or something like that?
Not in my time, I don't remember anything of that.
Mm-hmm.